Good morning, everybody. The weather continues to prevent us from meeting outside, but it never prevents us from learning. So right after Halacha Yud, where the Rambam actually created the daylight between the Mikdash Ma'at and the Mikdash itself, at least as far as the applications of Mikdashi Tiro, of the Kenisa B'Mikdash, which would be impermissible, B'Makno, B'Mnalo, B'Afundaso, B'Avak Shogabe Raglav, and Kavachomer Rikika Demayas, so these things are fundamentally permissible. They're not necessarily recommended in the Beis HaKnesses, as the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the Shulchan Masechta Brachos, the very end explains, Beis HaKnesses, just like we talked about the Beis Rabbanan, is Beis Ahu, Rashi says the Chol Davar, that there's a certain flexibility, Kapendria, people are kapid, people are not kapid on the other matters. So just as the Rambam gave a little daylight, the Rambam snaps back to the ultimate halacha with respect to Mikdash Ma'at, based on the Din D'oraisa, Bate Knesios, Bate Midrashos, whether it happens to be in Eretz Yisrael, in the Chutz Laaretz, as the Nosei Kelim point out, Shecharvu, B'Kedushason, Hinom Do Shenamer, V'Hashimosius, Mikdasheichem, they're considered Mikdashim, even, Mikdashos, excuse me, even after the destruction, even after the Shemamon comes. Avol Pishin Shomimin, B'Kedushason, Hein Omdin. Of course, this should remind us of the Rambam in Sefer Zeruiah, where the Rambam discusses why it is that Kedushas Yerushalayim ain't a betela, because it's the Kedushas HaShechina, and that was exactly the point that we made earlier on in our discussion. It's because Mekami Shechina Ve'atzio, it's the place of the Shechina, that's the basis of the minhag of having the Neros being Delukos Sham. So Kedushas HaShechina ain't a betela. K'shem Shenogin Bahen Kavod V'Yishuvan, Kach Nogin Bahen B'Churbanan, Chutz Mikibud V'Ributz. There's no need to do Kavod and rebuts in terms of l'chabedes habayis, the sweep and the rebuts, once it's already destroyed, to get rid of the das, shein l'chabdin osan vein marbitz. So some of the other forms of kavod, of vein maspidin man, and laying out fruits to be dried, or flax, would all constitute zilzul, and one shouldn't do that in this particular location. The Taz points out that we have to be extremely careful when it comes to the halachos of doing anything which could be soser, even a part of a Beis HaKnesses, he takes issue when sometimes the people put things even in the walls, because of the din of losasur kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, which applies to even an Eben Achas from the Eichal, he thinks that there is a fundamental application and relevance to that halacha in the context of Batei Knesios, midin mikdash ma'at. So just to give a sense of the scope, ayin sham betaz, Erechayim Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. Now here comes the coup de grace for the Rambam. Alu Bahen Asavin. This is based on the Gemara Masech the Megillah and Daf Chav Ches. Alu Bahen Asavin Tolshin Osan. So if there's grass growing there, Manichon Osan Bimkoman, the Gemara simply says Mikne Agmas Hanefesh. So people should have a sense of Agmas Hanefesh. Oy, a Beis HaKnesses was destroyed. But look at the Rambam's iteration, which was picked up by the Shulchan Aruch, because how could it not be such stirring words? Kedei sheyiru osan ha'am, so that people will see them and not be depressed and not despair, but on the contrary, v'te'arucham v'yibanum, so that the people should be moved, the people should be agitated for the sake of being inspired, and they should restore these mekomos of Kedushas HaShechina. You cannot read this Rambam without thinking of the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios in Perek Hei in Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam discusses Yesham Yamim Shekol Yisrael Mis'anim Behem, the terrible things that happen, Hadvarim She'iru Bahen, but the Rambam doesn't say it's the Agmas Nefesh that we want to say Ach and Vei, and how terrible it is, and to sort of wallow in a sense of despair, but on the contrary, the same exact language, le'orer halavavo siftach darchei hatshuva, for the sake of inspiration, for the sake of spiritual awakening, for the sake of being able to correct the problem, le'orer halavavo siftach darchei hatshuva, to open up the paths of tshuva, so that we can meaningfully engage, and that's Gufa, what the Rambam says here, al pi halacha, is the nature of the din of talshin b'hen asavos v'manichanos v'mkoman, is not for the sake of despair, but on the contrary, for the sake of etei rucham v'banum, so that we will be inspired to constructive, concrete action, and making sure that these places of Kedushas HaShechina are not left b'shmama, b'shmamon, in desolation and waste and barrenness, but that they are, and will be, Chozrin li Yeshuvan for their sacred purposes. Everybody have a wonderful day. I'm looking forward, hopefully God willing, to be able to resume in person tomorrow.